请大家打开马太福音第六章十六到十八节。马太福音第六章十六节，你们进食的时候，不可像那假冒为善的人，脸上带着愁容，因为他们把脸弄得难看，故意叫人看出他们是进食。我实在告诉你们，他们已经得了他们的赏赐。你进食的时候，要梳头洗脸，不叫人看出你进食来，只叫你暗中的父看见。你父在暗中查看，必然报答你。今天早上读经到此。
我们谢谢亲密弟兄带领我们读这段经文，让我们这时候来用点时间来祷告。如果你方便的话，我请你跪下来，不方便的话就请你坐在原位上，让我们一起来同心来祷告。满有恩典，满有怜悯，我们的阿爸父上帝，天父，我们感谢你，感谢你再次的赐给我们这段时间，让我们能够来到你的圣宝之前来求恩。天父，我们求主你这时候就借着你的灵来运行在我们心里面，来动工，来洁净我们。如果我们当中有什么不合你心意的，我们心中存着一些的虚假邪恶的，我们都求主你为我们除掉，让你的儿女们能够真的是知道主你不喜悦我们有任何一点点的罪污，任何的虚假，因为你的话语清楚告诉我们，你所乐意接受的是那出自真诚内心真诚的敬拜。因此我们求主你帮助我们，帮助我们对罪敏感，帮助我们在你面前乃是存着一个真诚的心，好叫我们所做的一切在你面前蒙你的悦纳。求主再次用耶稣基督的宝血除掉我们各样的罪污，我们求主来带领。天父，我们继续的把我们的这个教会前面的道路来交托。天父，我们求主你帮助我们在就是做带领的，无论是长老，无论是执事，特别是我们的牧者，我们求主你自己来帮助，让他们都能够在以主你的话语的引导下，让他们都真的是遵着依照你圣经的教导来治理，来带领我们的教会，让我们这些属神你的儿女能够在这地上继续的同心合意的来兴旺主你的事工。天父，你帮助我们，也帮助每一个弟兄姐妹。天父，你把你宝贵的话语赐给我们，你也用你的奇妙的恩手来保守，直到这话语能够完全无误，没有任何的偏差的被保存下来。我们知道你的心意就是要我们这些属你的儿女好好的来研读，好叫我们能够从你的话语当中得着智慧，得着力量来奔跑前面的道路。天父，我们就求主你帮助我们，因为我们知道我们对你的话语的认识实在是贫乏，我们对你话语的追求实在是有许多的缺陷。我们许多的弟兄姐妹在平日的当中都没有灵修，没有祷告。主，我们知道这都是不合你心意的，求主你除掉我们这些的就是懒散，这些的不义，无论是心态或者是我们的态度。天父，你既然把你话语赐给我们，你让我们更是愿意珍惜，更是愿意多多 的来思想，来研读，来思想，让我们昼夜思想，以致你的话语真的是能够来洁净我们的心，来赐给我们力量。天父，我们求主你继续的帮助我们，也帮助我们当中做这些关怀扶持工作的弟兄姐妹，让我们到就是能够对一些弟兄姐妹有需要的弟兄姐妹能够更是敏感的，能够更是知道他们的需要，也能够用你的话语来与他们来分享，来鼓励，来帮助他们。求主带领这一切，求主让我们都在这样 在你的监管底下来一起的来服侍，一起的来彼此的扶持。天父，我们也求主你带领我们各个团契的这个事工还有运作，为着少年团契，求主自己来帮助这些少年人，当他们在年少的时候，让他们不轻忽每一次有机会学习侍奉的时候，让他们不单是每个星期六能够一起的出席聚会，让他们也能够真的是在当中好好的来学习。我们更是求主帮助我们这时候在筹备当中，在年底的营会，你让我们都能够真的是做足准备，好叫那样的一个少年营真的是能够不单是造就我们当中的少年人，也能够帮助一些其他要从其他地方要来参加这个聚会的，让我们借着这个营会来使到少年人都能够在属灵的益处，属灵上得到各样的益处。主，我们也把我们的青年团契交你恩手之中。天父，我们求主你帮助我们，知道我们当中已经有一些人软弱退后，许久都不在我们当中，求主你怜悯，求主你让他们能够回转。那些仍然在我们当中的，天父你帮助我们，你加添力量给我们，让我们在一起的服侍的时候，让我们真的是在灵里面能够更进一步的彼此的更认识，也更彼此的借着你的话语来激励。求主你带领青年团契，我们也求主帮助我们的成人团契，我们知道我们需要的是主你让我们有一颗愿意谦卑让你带领的心。我们知道我们需要的是你帮助我们，虽然我们的年龄都是比较年事比较高的弟兄姐妹在当中，但是我们都是在年长的时候才认识你，因此我们对主对你的话语的认识仍然是贫乏的。天父你帮助我们，让我们有一个谦卑的心，愿意更多的认识，也让我们真的是知道我们服侍你，我们需要的是主你给我们的恩典。虽然我们不知道我们还有多少年日，但是主你给我们的每一分每一秒，让我们都好好的珍惜来服侍你。我们把我们各个团契都交托，求主继续带领。天父，早晨我们要再次的打开你的话语来学习的时候，我们也求主你引导这段时间，你帮助你的仆人郭全佑牧师，让他真的是能够再次的在这聚会当中来大大的被主使用，你的灵充满他，你加添力量恩典给他，让他在这里的传讲句句都是从你的话语，让他在这里的传讲句句都打入我们心里面，让弟兄姐妹在坐在这会堂的当中，让我们不单是用耳朵来听，更是用心灵来领会，让我们都能够得着你话语所带给我们的益处。天父，求主你引领这段时间，也帮助丽美姐妹，让她能够准确的来翻译，让好叫我们这些听不懂英语的能够借着华语也一样的直接来听到你的真道的教导。我们将感恩祷告奉靠耶稣基督得胜的名求，阿们。好，我们这时候就要请郭全牧师上台来带领来传讲今早的信息，他所要讲的题目是基督徒的进食。我们请郭牧师，那我们请丽美姐妹来为我们翻译。
Very good morning, and I greet you in the blessed name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
大家早上好，我奉主耶稣基督的名向大家问安。
We continue our study on the Sermon on the Mount.
我们继续来研读主耶稣基督的登山宝训。
Matthew chapter 6, verse 1 to verse 18 describe the believer's relationship to God.
那么第六马太福音第六章第一到十八节呢，就告诉我们呢，这个信徒和神的这个关系。
Verse 1 to verse 4 talks about our giving to God.
第一到第四节，它论到的呢是我们的奉献。
Verse 5 to verse 15 touches on our prayer to God.
第五到第十四节呢，说到的是我们的祷告。
Verse 16 to verse 18, the Bible teaches us our fasting before God.
十六到十八节呢，圣经教导我们在神面前的禁食。
What is fasting?
禁食到底是什么呢？
In the Old Testament, it literally means put your hand and cover the mouth.
那么在旧约里面呢，它的意思呢，就是说用手捂住嘴巴。
When your mouth is covered, you can't eat, you can't drink.
也就是说，当你捂住嘴巴的时候呢，你不能喝，不能吃。
In the New Testament, the word means to abstain from food and water.
那么在这个新约里面呢，就顾名思义就是禁止进食和喝水了。
Whether it is for half a day or for a full day or for a few days depends on the context.
不管是几个小时或者一整天或者是几天。
Sometimes it can be abstained only from food.
有时候呢只是禁止进食。
Other times it can be both abstinence from food and water.
有时候呢是禁止进食和喝水。
Now we know that a lot of people fast today.
那我们知道今天呢，有很多人都在禁食。
Some people fast because of health reasons.
那有些人他们禁食是为了健康的问题。
They have put on too much weight, and the doctor says you have to lose some weight, and so they fast.
那么他们因为这个体重超重了，然后医生要他们这个就是减肥，所以他们就必须禁食。
There are other people who fast because it is a disease.
那么有些人他们进食呢，是因为他们生病了。
They think that they are very thin, or they think they are very fat, when in fact they are very thin, and so they keep on fasting, and they could even die because of this disease.
那么他们进食是因为他们患了厌食症，因为他们本来很瘦，但是他们自以为自己是很肥胖的，所以他们就停止吃喝。
No matter what the family members tell them, the friends tell them, you must eat. They say, no, I'm too fat, I cannot eat.
那么这些患了厌食症的人呢，不管他们的家人或朋友告诉他，不管怎么样，告诉他说你必须吃，必须喝，他还是拒绝，认为自己太胖了。
So you have people who fast because of sickness. You have people who fast because they are not well, they're overweight, so because the doctor says so. And there are people who fast because they want to be pretty.
那么有的人呢，他们，所以我们知道有的人他们进食呢是为了健康，有的人他们进食是因为他们患了厌食症，那么有的人他们进食呢是为了就是自己的外在可以好看一点。
Have you fasted before?
那么你曾经进食过吗？
I think there are more ladies who like to fast than guys.
那么我相信这个女生呢比较会进食多过男生。
Because they want to look nice.
因为他们希望自己的外表可以好看一点。
That's not what Jesus is referring to in Matthew 6.
但是耶稣在马太福音第六章里面说到的禁食呢，并不是这些。
All these are for physical reasons.
那么我们刚才提到的三个原因呢，都是为了这个肉体的关系。
This fasting is for spiritual reasons.
但是在第六章里面所说到的禁食呢，是为了属灵的关系。
It is like our giving, it's like our prayer. Now Jesus wants to teach the disciples how to fast properly.
那么正如主耶稣基督教导我们如何奉献，如何祷告呢？他现在要教导我们如何正确的进食。
Does fasting make your prayers more powerful?
那么进食会不会使你的祷告更加有力量呢？
It does not.
是不会的。
Because the Bible teaches us that the prayer of a righteous man availeth much.
因为圣经教导我们呢，一个有这个有公义的这个人呢，他的祷告呢是有力量的。
The strength in prayer is the righteous life.
那么祷告的力量呢，来自一个称义的这个生命。
When a person knows God and knows God's word and he lives a holy life, that's where the potency of his prayer is.
那如果一个人他认识神，他过一个圣洁的生活呢，那么他的祷告就有力量了。
Then why did Jesus tell the disciples one day, when the disciples could not cast out the man who was demon possessed, Jesus says this can only be casted out by prayer and by fasting.
那么为什么有一天他的这个耶稣的门徒呢，他们无法把这个鬼赶出一个人的身体的时候呢，耶稣对他们说呢，这样的事呢只能通过祷告和禁食才可以办到。
Does that not simply mean that fasting and prayer is more powerful than just prayer alone?
那么难道这个不表示说祷告和禁食呢比单单祷告来的有力量吗？
You look at your one day's activities.
那么我们来看我们一天里面的活动。
Did you eat your breakfast this morning?
那么今天早上你们吃了早餐吗？
Yes, no?
吃了吗？
Afterwards, we have breakfast.
那么聚会过后呢，我们会有早餐供应。
And then after that, after breakfast, we have some Bible study, and then after that, we have lunch.
那么早餐之后呢，我们就会有这个查经班，然后查经班之后呢，我们又要吃午餐了。
And then after lunch, we may stay back for some fellowship, and then after that, we have tea.
那么午餐之后呢，我们可能会彼此交通团契，之后呢，我们就有茶点。
After tea, we have dinner.
那么茶点之后呢，我们就吃晚餐了。
After a few more hours, we have supper.
那么几个小时后，我们又开始吃夜宵了。
Then we go to sleep.
然后我们就去睡觉了。
So our whole day's activities are all cut up into small pieces by eating and drinking.
那你就发现我们一天的活动里面呢，就是通过不停的，就是几个小时不间断的这个来吃喝呢，的一个这样的一个活动。
So if I want to spend a long time with God, and if I do my regular activities, then the longest time I can have with God is maybe 3 hours, 4 hours maximum.
那如果我在这样的一种情况下，我想花更多的时间来向神祷告或者与神同行的时候呢，我最多可能只能花个3-4个小时。
But if I were to spend more than 4 hours with God because of a heavy burden in my heart, I have to fast naturally. I cannot help it. I must fast.
那么如果我心中有一个非常沉重的负担，我希望跟神祷告、跟神交通多过3-4个小时呢，那么很自然的我就必须禁食了。
An Old Testament example would be David when he was told by God that his baby son was very sick and about to die.
一个很好的例子呢，就是在旧约这个大卫王呢，他的这个刚出世的这个孩子呢生病了，然后神告诉他说他的孩子就要死了。
His servants asked him to come and eat. He says, No, I cannot eat.
那么他的仆人呢就叫他吃饭，但是大卫王说不行，我不能吃。
Because he was pleading with God for a very urgent request.
因为他正在迫切地向神祷告。
He was begging God for mercy to spare the life of his son.
因为他在求神呢放过他的这个孩子。
He wanted a long, uninterrupted time with God.
因为他要有一个没有间断不被任何事物打扰的一段时间与神交通。
He just simply could not eat.
所以他就很自然的就不能吃了。
All his bodily, physical needs were put aside.
因为他肉体的需要呢就被放在一边了。
The spiritual need was so strong in him that automatically the physical needs were just not important.
因为属灵的这个需要呢更为迫切，以至于他肉体的需要呢就看起来不再那么重要了。
But to no avail, the baby died.
但是他的祷告呢最终他的孩子还是夭折了。
And so the servants brought the news to him that the baby had died.
当他的仆人告诉他的孩子死了之后呢，
And so the servants were now wondering, now that the baby had died, would King David still want to eat and drink?
那么这个仆人他肯定会想说，现在这个大卫王的孩子已经夭折了，那么他得到这个消息之后呢，他是否还会吃还会喝呢？
after the will of God had been done in the baby's life by taking the baby home, David now told the servants, please bring me some food and some drink.
那么这个孩子的夭折呢，是神的旨意。那么神的旨意在完成之后呢，大卫王就告诉他的仆人说，我现在可以开始吃喝了。That
means when Jesus said to the disciples, these cannot be cast out unless you fast and pray, what it means is simply this.
那么，所以当耶稣对他的门徒说，这些鬼不能够被赶出人体之外呢，除非你通过这个祷告和禁食。他的意思是，
You need to be still, you need to spend more time before God in order for you to draw strength from God to cast out these demons.
你必须花更多的时间与神来交通，才能够有这个能力呢，去赶鬼。
Just like giving and prayer, Jesus used the word when you give, when you pray, and now he says when you fast.
那么我们之前呢学到奉献和祷告呢，耶稣都对他的门徒说，当你施舍的时候，当你祷告的时候，那么同样的在教导这个禁食的时候呢，耶稣在16节也说，你们禁食的时候。
There will be times in our lives that we will have to fast as Christians.
因为作为基督徒在我们的生命里面呢，必然会有时候呢，是我们必须禁食的。
There will be times in our lives when we have a very heavy spiritual burden that we cannot help ourselves but to fast like King David.
那么在我们的生命里，你呢，必定呢，会遇到这样的时候，也就是有非常沉重的负担。
This passage that Jesus gave us in Matthew 6 teaches us how to fast.
那么16节到第18节，耶稣就教导我们应该如何禁食。
Fasting is found in many religions, if not all religions.
那么禁食呢，在很多的这个宗教里头呢，都可以找到。
Somehow people like to let other people know that I'm fasting before my God.
那么很多那些不同宗教的教徒呢，他们都很喜欢让人知道说自己正在为他的神来进食。That
seems to be a kind of a sacrifice on the part of man when they fast before God.
那么这似乎对他们而言是一种牺牲。And
it is something that we like people to know because we are proud of it.
那么可能也让他们感到引以为傲，所以他们希望别人也知道他们正在进食。
And so somehow we like to tell people that I'm fasting now. Don't disturb me.
所以很多时候呢，有些人他们就会告诉别人说，哎，我现在正在进食，你不要来打扰我。
It is true today. It is also true in the time of Christ.
在今天的这个世代呢，我们经常看到这样的一个事件。那么在新约的那个年代呢，也是同样的。
And so in verse 16, Jesus taught us the fasting that is rejected.
那么第16节，耶稣就教导我们怎样的禁食是不被神所接受的。
Verse 16 says, Moreover, when ye fast, be not as the hypocrites.
那么16节告诉我们，你们禁食的时候不可像那假冒为善的人。
Some of the disciples were fasting like the hypocrites.
那么有些当时有些门徒呢，他们禁食呢，就好像那些假冒为善的人一样。
So Jesus Christ told them, taught them, stop fasting like the hypocrites.
所以耶稣要教导他们说，你们不可以再像这些假冒为善的人一样再禁食了。
So what exactly is fasting like the hypocrites?
那么假冒为善的人他们是怎样禁食的呢？
They have a very sad countenance.
那么他们进食的时候呢，脸上呢就带着愁容。They
walk around showing a face that is very sad to let people know.
他们就是让人可以从他们的脸上的表情呢，就可以看出原来他们在进食。They
disfigure their faces.
那么他们也把脸弄得非常难看。They
make themselves look very, very untidy and unsightly.
就是使人觉得说，哎，他进食了，就整个人非常的颓废。So
if it's a man, they will not shave.
所以如果是个男人进食的话呢，他就不会剃胡子。They
won't wash their faces.
他们也不会洗脸。They
won't brush their teeth.
也不会刷牙。They
don't comb their hair.
也不会梳头。They
will dress in such a manner that everybody, when you look at them, they know that they are fasting.
他们的穿着呢，也会使人一看就知道他们在进食。
Is there anything wrong with all these?
那么这么做有问题吗?
If I am seated in a hospital, my son is very sick in hospital, I'm holding on to his hand. If I never left the place, I just sat there, I have no time to shower, no time to shave, no time to do any of those things, I would look disfigured, wouldn't I?
那如果我的孩子呢生了重病在医院里面，那我无时无刻都在守着他为他祷告的时候呢，我没有时间剃胡子，我也没有时间洗刷我的就是洗脸刷牙，那我可能也会像这些人一样，就是变得非常难看。
Just like when Jesus says, don't be like the hypocrites, they stand in those broad highway when they pray.
就好像耶稣基督告诉他的门徒说，不可像那些假冒为善的人一样，他们祷告的时候是站在人多的地方祷告的。
There is nothing wrong with standing in the broad highway to pray.
当然，如果站在众人面前祷告是没有问题的。
We are told to pray without ceasing, you can pray anywhere.
因为圣经教导我们，我们可以
The problem was they wanted to be seen by men.
但是问题是这些假冒为善的人，他们动机是希望别人看到。
It is the same thing with fasting.
那么禁食也是一样。
They wanted to be seen by men.
他们希望呢别人看到他们禁食。
When you fast for people to see, God says that kind of fasting is hypocrisy.
那么如果你禁食呢，动机是为了要让人知道的话呢，那么耶稣说这就是假冒为善的了。
When you want to fast and spend time with God,
当你要禁食与神花时间与神沟通的话,
you should not go to work.
你就不应该去工作。
Because when you go to work, you know your colleagues will ask you lunchtime, why don't you join us for lunch?
因为你知道如果你去工作的话呢，午餐时间呢，你的同事就会说，哎，让我们一起去吃午餐吧。
Then what do you say?
那你要怎么回答呢?
I'm sorry, I cannot go for lunch today. Why?
那你拒绝他们说不能跟他们一起去吃午餐，但是原因呢?
I'm fasting, you see.
你跟他们说，哦，我正在禁食。
If you are fasting, you're going to spend time before God. Then don't go to work.
如果你要禁食，你要花时间与神交通的话，你就不要去工作。
The moment you go to work, you know the people will ask, you are like the hypocrites. That kind of fasting God will reject.
因为当你如果你去做工的话，你就知道人们，你的同事就会问你为什么你不愿意禁食。那么你的做法呢，就像那些假冒为善的人了。
Because if you fast to appear to men that you are fasting to show to men, Jesus says, well, if that's what you want, then you got your reward.
那么如果你的禁食呢，就是禁止吃喝呢，是为了让人家看到呢，耶稣基督告诉他的门徒说，他们这些人呢，已经得了他们的赏赐。
The word reward there is like payment for service rendered.
那么这个赏赐这个字呢，它的意思就是说，你所 付出的呢，已经得到了报偿。So
your service before men is, I'm fasting for you to see.
那你所付出的呢，就是让这个你身边的人呢，看到你在进食。And
so the people will say, wow, here is a very spiritual man.
那么你的朋友，你的身边的人就会说，哇，你真是一个非常属灵的人。So
you fast so that you can hear them say that of you, well, you got your reward, you got your payment for your service.
所以如果你禁食呢，是为了得到人们的赞扬的话，那你已经得到了他们的赏赐。
It was very common in Jesus' time.
这样的事情呢，在耶稣的年代呢，是非常普遍的。
It is also very common in our time.
那么在今天的世代呢，也是非常普遍的。
Is it common in your life?
那么在你的生命里，是不是也很普遍呢？
You and I must avoid this kind of fasting that Jesus rejects.
所以我们要谨记，我们要避免这样的禁食，因为这样的禁食的做法呢，是会被耶稣所拒绝的。So
what is proper fasting?
那么正确的禁食呢，到底是怎样的呢？
Verse 17 teaches us the fasting that is guided by God.
那么第十七节呢，就告诉我们，按着神的指示，我们应该如何禁食。
But thou, that is you, disciples, when you fast, anoint your head and wash your face.
那么十七节说，你禁食的时候要梳头洗脸。So
personally make sure that you look the same, you look normal.
所以你个人呢，必须确保说你在禁食的时候呢，还是像平时一样的。
So even if you go out to do something for the family or whatever it is while you are fasting because there's something urgent that you have to go out and do, you make sure that when people see you, because people want to meet up with you, you don't look and don't appear to them that you are fasting.
所以当你在进食的时候，但是如果你有一些紧急的事情要出门去办理的话呢，你要确保说你的外表呢还是像平时一样的，不能让人家一看就知道说哦你在进食。
Normally, when people fast, they just want to sit still and spend time with the Lord.
一般上呢，当人们进食的时候呢，他们是不会出门的，他们会待在家里，然后花时间向神祷告。This
kind of private fasting is very personal.
这种很私下的一种进食呢，是非常个人的。Is
it okay to have a national fasting?
那么，如果我们来一个全国性的进食，又可以吗？
In the Old Testament time, they did have national fasting.
那么在旧约的时候呢，就有举行过这种全国性的禁食活动。
The reason why they did it in the Old Testament was because the witness of God on earth was the nation of Israel.
那么原因是呢，当时在旧约的时候呢，神的见证，神在这个世界上的这个见证人呢，就是以色列这个国家。
And so as the nation of God's people, they have national fasting when they have great disaster in the nation.
那么所以当这个作为神的子民呢，以色列当他们遇到非常大的一个灾难的时候，他们就会有一个全国性的这个禁食。But
for us, it is the church.
但是论到我们这个年代呢，说的呢就是这个教会了。
Should we have a fasting for the whole church?
那我们是否要为了整个教会呢来禁食呢？
Let's say once a month, every fourth Friday evening, we all come together, we fast and we pray.
比如说每个月的第四个星期五呢，我们就来到聚集在一起，然后一起进食。
Do you think it's a good idea?
你认为这是一个好点子吗？
Can or cannot?
可以这么做吗？
We don't want, right?
你也不愿意是吗？
Because you want to eat, right?
因为你很想吃。
Should we or should we not have?
所以我们应该有还是不应该有呢？
We just ask one question.
我们只需要问一个问题。
What is the purpose?
目的为了什么?
Is it to show the rest of the other churches that we are a fasting church?
是否是要让其他的教会看到说，哎，我们是一个禁食的教会呢？
Then we are hypocrites.
那我们就是假冒为善的人了。
Fasting is not for people to show or for people to see.
因为禁食并不是为了要就是炫耀。
In the book of Acts, the church came together, they prayed, they fasted.
那么在使徒行传里面呢，教会呢聚集在一起呢，一起祷告，一起进食。
Because the apostles were in prison.
因为使徒呢被下到监狱去。
Apostle James had been killed.
雅各，使徒雅各呢，被杀害了。
The church thought that their spiritual leaders were all taken away.
因为对于当时的教会来说，他们属灵的领袖呢都被抓走了。
And so they fasted as a church.
所以他们以这个教会的名义一起进食祷告。
So there was a very urgent need that the spiritual life of the church was in trouble.
所以他们有一个非常迫切的需要，因为他们属灵的生命呢遇到了问题。
So when they all came together to pray, nobody wanted to leave. They just kept on praying and praying and praying. And so when it comes to meal times, they just skip the meal and continue to pray.
所以整个教会就聚集在一起，他们就一起祷告，没有人愿意离开。那么到了就是吃饭的时间呢，也没有人愿意吃饭，就他们就继续祷告。
We too can have that kind of prayer.
我们也能够有这样的一种祷告。
But it must all come from the heart of the people.
但是这是必须出自于内心的。
It has to be something that is spiritual and natural because you just want to, led by the Spirit of God.
必须是属灵的，必须是非常自然的，因为你必须是由这个圣灵所引导的。
It should not be organized on a monthly basis or on a yearly basis.
所以我们不应该是按着月份或者年份呢来举行这样的一种教会的禁食祷告。
So there's nothing wrong with the church coming together to fast and to pray.
所以教会呢要聚集在一起呢，进食祷告是没有问题的。
When there is a legitimate reason and purpose for it.
但是必须有一个合理的目的和这个原因。
I hope you will fast and pray for us if Elder Chung and I will go to jail.
那么如果有一天钟长老和我呢被下到监狱去的时候呢，我也希望我们的会众能够为我们进食祷告。
Would you pray for us and fast?
那如果这样的事情发生的话，你愿意为我们进食祷告吗？
Or you're going to have a big feast and celebration?
还是你会大摆盛宴来庆祝呢？
Big feast and celebration for happy times.
因为大摆盛宴来庆祝呢，是为了快乐的时光。
Fasting and prayer because you want to spend time with God to answer your prayers because of a very serious need in the church.
那么进食祷告呢，是因为教会里面有迫切的需要，所以你必须花时间与神交通。
So that will be the church kind of fasting where we have events in the church that require us to fast and pray as a church.
所以如果教会遇到了需要，有这个迫切的需要的话呢，教会就能够聚集在一起进食祷告。
But on a personal level, there will be times in your life where you will also fast and pray.
那么在个人的层面呢，我们也会遇到这样的一种时候呢，是必须进食祷告的。
Freshen yourself up, look normal, don't let people see that you are fasting.
那圣经就教导我们说要梳头洗脸，不要让人家一眼就看出说我们在进食。
Verse 18, that thou appear not unto man to fast.
那么十八节说，不叫人看出你进食来。
Don't let them even begin to see that you are fasting. It has to be something that is between you and God.
因为进食呢是你和神之间的，所以不要叫人看出来。
Of course, when you fast at home, you have to tell your wife.
当然，如果你在家进食的话，你必须让你的妻子知道。
You don't go and suddenly wake up in the morning and then just disappear and never come home, and then your wife wake up in the morning could not find you.
你不能说一天早上起来了，然后就忽然间就出门，然后一整天都不回家，然后你的妻子找不到你。
Then you went to Bukit Timah Hill and you sit there for 20 hours.
然后你就去到这个五级芝麻山，然后坐在山上20个小时。
Because Pastor Craig says I cannot tell anybody.
因为你说郭牧师说我进食不可以让人家知道。
So you leave behind your handphone, your wife gets very worried, everybody gets worried, they call everybody, nobody knew where you are.
那么你也不带手机，以至于你的妻子非常的担心你身边的你的家人亲友也非常担心，因为他们不知道你在哪里。
That is called inconsiderate, unbiblical fasting. You cannot do that.
这是不属圣经的进食，因为它是不为人着想的。
If you are at home and you want to fast, you want to skip your meals because you want to spend time with God for some very urgent spiritual reason, please tell your wife, don't disturb, I want to spend time with the Lord, don't take any phone call, I just want to spend time with the Lord.
那么如果你有迫切的需要呢，你必须在家中进食祷告的话呢，请通知你的妻子，告诉她说，我今天要进食祷告，不要接任何的电话，也不要来打扰我，因为我需要花时间与神沟通。
But make sure that you do not fast for man to see.
但是我们必须清楚确保自己的这个动机呢，是不是为了要让人家看出来。
That is the condition of the heart.
这是我们必须有的这个条件。
So if you want to fast, make sure you do it. It's between you and the Lord.
所以当我们进食的时候，我们要确保这是在我们神与人之间的。
That's why Jesus says in verse 18, but unto thy Father which is in secret.
所以十八节耶稣说，只叫你暗中的父看见。
And when the Lord hears and sees,hears your prayer and see that you are fasting because of the urgent need, and you come before Him with clean hands and pure hearts, He will answer your prayers.
所以当神看到你和垂听了你的祷告之后，当你是守节清心的来到他面前祷告的话，当神知道你是在为这个迫切的需要在进食祷告的时候呢，他必会回应你的祷告。
You think your heavenly Father who looks down upon you,seeing you weeping and sorrowing and crying and pleading for help and for mercy, why would God's heart not be moved?
当你在来到神的面前，跪在他面前，就是带着泪向他祈求，求他帮助的时候，我们在天上的父难道不会心动吗？
Because the understanding in the Old and New Testament is that when people eat, people are happy and rejoicing.
因为在新约和旧约里面呢，当我们说到吃东西的时候呢，这个它背后的意思呢，是为了一些快乐的事。
But when you set aside your physical needs because you just want to spend time with God because of your spiritual needs, why would your Father in heaven not look at you and take pity on you and answer your cry?
那么当你有属灵的需要而把你肉体的需要放在一边的时候呢，你在天上的父难道不会为此 报答你的这个祈求吗？
Please don't think that you can live your life any way you like, and then you fast, God is supposed to answer your prayer.
但是我们要清楚的知道，我们不可以随便过一个基督徒的生活，然后来到神的面前进食，就希望说他会回应我们的祷告。
You must put all the pieces together, including prayer and fasting.
我们在来到神的面前的时候，进食祷告的时候呢，必须完全的了解整个这个进食祷告的意义。
You must take all the teachings on prayer, all the teachings on fasting, combine them together. That's when you have proper biblical fasting and prayer.
那我们必须清楚的了解祷告的这个教导，还有进食应该如何进食，那么我们才可以正确的进食祷告。
And the Bible says in verse 18, Thy Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly.
那十八节后半部告诉我们说，你父在暗中查看，必然报答你。
This reward in verse 18 is different from the reward in verse 16.
那么在十八节这个报答呢，跟这个十六节的赏赐呢，是不同的字。
Verse 18 just simply describes God will give to you what belongs to him.
那么这个十八节的这个报答呢，意思是神会赐给你属于他的。
So God will give to you what you request from your heart and he will do so openly.
那么也就是说，你所祈求的呢，神必会给你。
God is more interested in answering our prayers than we in praying to God, isn't it?
那么我们祷告的时候，那个迫切性实际上比不上神非常迫切的想要回应我们的祷告。
And so when you fast and pray together, the Lord will be more than happy to answer you.
那么当我们进食祷告的话呢，那么神更愿意报答我们了。
Just as prayer is for our blessing and benefit.
就好像祷告是为了我们个人的这个福分一样。
Giving is also for our own personal blessing and benefit.
那么施舍和奉献也是为了给我们，也是我们个人的这个福气。
When we learn to give of our tithe and offering, we are experiencing that we are not just giving God our lip service, but we also give of our substance.
因为当我们奉献施舍的时候呢，我们不仅仅是用口来说我们要侍奉神，而是用实际的行动去侍奉他。
Prayer teaches us the very presence of God in our lives.
那么祷告呢，就教导我们神是与我们同在的。
And fasting is also for our personal blessing and benefit.
那么进食呢，其实也是给予我们个人的福气和我们的益处的。
Because there must be certain things in our lives that means a lot more to me than just eating and drinking.
因为对我们来说，有更重要的事，有更多的事情呢，是比吃喝来的重要的。
If we have loved ones who are very sick,
比如说，如果我们的亲人病重了。
We will plead with the Lord for His mercy.
我们会祈求神的怜悯。
And for all the right reason, we plead with God to heal our loved ones.
我们要正确的祷告，求神来使我们的亲人康复。
Maybe it's because our church needs the leaders.
或许是我们教会的这个在领导方面的这个需求。
And so we realize that without so and so, without this person, our church may have to struggle and our church will be weakened spiritually.
比如说如果少了某个人呢，我们知道我们的教会会必须经历一些挣扎，我们的教会会变得软弱。
And if that person is sick and the person has been serving very faithfully, I'm sure many of us would fast and pray.
那如果这个人呢向来忠心的侍奉神，然后他生病了，我相信我们在座的很多人就会为他进食祷告了。
It has to be for spiritual reasons and purposes and for the glory of God.
所以我们进食祷告必须是有一个合理的理由，然后也是为了神的荣耀。
Please don't think that fasting is like threatening God.
我们也要清楚知道，进食祷告并不是在威胁神。
Please don't think that fasting is to force God to do what we want.
进食祷告呢，也不是在迫使神呢做我们要的事情。
You cannot say to God, if you don't answer my prayer, I'm going to fast until I die.
你不能跟神说如果你不答应我的祷告呢，我就要进食直到死亡为止。
You must take the teaching on prayer in the earlier verses together with fasting and combine them to have a proper biblical understanding.
所以我们在进食祷告的时候，必须清楚祷告的这个教导以及进食的这个教导。
Don't ever threaten God and blackmail God into answering your prayers.
所以我们不能威胁神来报答我们的祷告。
That's what people like to do, isn't it?
现在的很多人都喜欢这么做，不是吗？
That's what some silly man will do. You don't marry me, I will kneel down there and I will fast until you marry me.
那么有些男人呢，他们就会威胁他们的女朋友说，如果你不愿意嫁给我，那我就会跪在这边直到你答应为止。
So if you are the girl, you have this kind of silly man, you better stand up, turn around and walk away.
如果你是那个男人的女朋友的话呢，你最好还是离开他。
If you want to kneel down there, you kneel down了, bye bye.
如果你最好对他说，如果你要跪的话，你就自己跪吧。
You cannot let someone threaten you with this and with that in order to get what they want.
你不能让人威胁你，好叫他们得到得逞。
Don't do that with God.
所以我们也不能这样对神。
God is very happy to reward your fasting.
神是愿意来报答我们的禁食祷告的。
Why would the loving Heavenly Father not look down and take pity on us?
因为我们在天上的父难道不会垂看我们并怜悯我们吗？
He would want to answer all your prayers.
他必然会愿意来回应我们的祷告。
Please do it with clean hands and pure heart.
所以我们禁食祷告的时候呢，必须是守节清心的。
Please live a holy and a righteous life.
必须过一个圣洁称义的生命。
So that when you fast and pray, the Lord will be more than happy to answer you. Don't do it for show.
那么当你禁食祷告不是为了让别人看出来的时候呢，我们的在天上的父必然会愿意回应我们的祷告。When
we fast and pray, the Lord will be very happy.
当我们禁食祷告的时候呢，神是欢喜的。Because
the Lord knows that my children, my sons and my daughters have spiritual burdens in their heart that will cause them to sacrifice their physical needs.
因为神知道呢，我们心里呢有 很沉重的属灵的负担，以至于我们愿意将我们肉体的需要放在一边。May
God give to His people such a tender heart.
所以愿神赐给我们这样一颗温柔的心。May
God give us His people such a spiritual and tender heart.
也愿神赐给我们这样的一颗心。Let
us pray.
让我们一起祷告。Our
merciful, loving Heavenly Father.
我们充满怜悯恩典的天父。
Help us, O Lord, when we relate to you, we will not do it for men to see.
当我们与你交通的时候，教导我们不要是为让人所看见。
Help us to give in secret.
让我们在施舍奉献的时候是暗地里这么做。
Help us to pray in secret.
当我们祷告的时候呢，是私下里这么做。
Help us to also fast in secret.
当我们禁食的时候呢，也是要在暗中那么做。
We thank thee, O Lord, that thou art a God whose ears are always inclined to hear the cry of his children.
我们感谢你，因为你时常呢，你是一个会垂听你儿女祷告的神。
Give to all your children, O Lord, a very tender heart.
求主赐给你所有的儿女呢，一颗温柔的心。
A heart that is very sensitive to the leading and guidance of God the Holy Spirit.
好叫我们能够知道你圣灵的引导。
That there may be times in our life that we will want to fast and pray.
因为在我们生命里必有这样的一种时候呢，是我们要禁食祷告的。
Because of spiritual needs in our hearts that have impacted us.
为了在我们生命中一个属灵的一个负担来祷告。
May thou raise up more men and women whose heart is touched by thy spirit that they will pray and they will fast.
求主兴起你的儿女，好叫他们愿意来禁食祷告。We
thank thee, O Lord, that when we fast secretly, you will answer and reward us openly.
我们知道，当我们暗中禁食祷告的时候呢，神必然会报答我们，我们要感谢你。May
we always do so with clean hands and pure hearts.
但我们当我们禁食祷告的时候，求主帮助我们守节清心的这么做。This
we ask with thanksgiving and for thy glory. In Jesus' name.
我们这样感恩祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen. Amen.